touch had rolled to the side, so that my back and head were resting against the lower wall of the plane's right side, while my legs stretched out into the upward slanting aisle. Most of the plane seats were missing. Wires and pipes dangled from the damaged ceiling, and torn flaps of insulation hung like filthy rags from holes in the battered walls. The floor around me was strewn with chunks of shattered plastic, twisted scraps of metal, and other loose debris. It was daylight. The air was very cold, and even in my dazed state, the ferocity of the cold astonished me. I had lived all my life in Uruguay, a warm country where even the winters are mild. My only real taste of winter had come when I was 16 years old and was living as an exchange student in Saginaw, Michigan. I hadn't brought any warm clothing with me to Saginaw, and I remember my first taste of a true Midwestern winter blast, how the wind cut through my thin spring jacket and my feet turned to ice inside my lightweight moccasins. But never had I imagined anything like the bitter sub-zero gusts that blew through the fuselage. This was a savage, bone-crushing cold that scalded my skin like acid. I felt the pain in every cell of my body, and as I shivered spastically in its grip, each moment seemed to last an eternity. Lying on the drafty floor of the airplane, there was no way to warm myself, but the cold was not